voice, you'll instantly be put in great mood. Elyria Catholic girls head coach Eric Rothgary. And before we get going with Coach Rothgary, Coach, welcome to the show and congratulations on being named the girls Division III coach of the year. What an accomplishment and what a season. Thank you for joining us, Coach. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me. And, you know, Coach of the Year awards are nice, but, I mean, they reflect on your team and how talented your team is, which we had a very talented team, and they reflect on coaching staff as a whole. And I have a tremendous staff. My daughter, Tori, Mike Sunderman, and Joe Schill is a co-head coach with me, and nobody could ask for a more dedicated coach than Coach Schill and what he does for the program. So it's more of a award for the entire program, but we'll take it.
Well, hey, congratulations to all of you. And again, what a remarkable season, one that came to an end a lot sooner than we were all anticipating. And of course, tonight we are re-airing the Elyria Catholic win over the Tuslaw Mustangs back on March 4th. That'll air at 8 o'clock tonight. And, Coach, that regional semi, boy, such a fantastic game to listen to. I thoroughly enjoyed it. What do you remember most about this game now that you've had a chance to reflect on it?
Well, it was a good game, and it was very low scoring, which a lot of times you'll find, especially in the regionals with girls basketball, because you know, you got that 4 or 5 days to scout the other team. The state requires you to send your two last games, so you send your district semifinal and your district final game. So you got all that time to put in to scouting the other team and stopping what they do well. So you generally look for a low-scoring game, especially in that first game where you got that a little bit longer to prepare for that team and you know who you're going to see. So it was a low-scoring game throughout, again, my recollection. We were able to stretch it out a little bit at the end. Annika Bridell, who's a sophomore, she came down, and I believe it was back-to-back three she hit, and, you know, both of them were huge. I think we might have been down a point, and she hit one, and we went up two, and then came down the next time down the floor, and they didn't, I don't know why they left her uncovered after hitting one, but she just knocked down another one, and, you know, that was enough to stretch out the game, and I think we ended up winning by 7, but it was like 35-27, something like that. It was very low scoring.
Coach, you know, with the win, you guys were going to play in the state semifinals against Berlin Highland. Obviously, with the coronavirus and the cancellations, that is not happening. How have you and your team sort of handled the cancellations and maybe that feeling of, hey, there's more we still could have done?
Well, I mean, you know, it was a hard way to end the season. You know, especially, you know, we had 8 seniors. 8 great kids who put in a lot of time and effort over the last 4 years, and it would have been awesome to send it out with a state championship. I mean, we knew we would have had you just don't go down there to Columbus and just walk past the teams you're going to play. And there were some really good teams down there, starting with Berlin Highland, who had been our first game. We felt like we had a good chance to win it. We felt like we had a good game plan, and we had the talent that we could have won that game. But you know, it's a tough way to end. You know, we're all the way down to Columbus. We're getting ready to check into our hotel. We had practiced down there at Otterbein University and grabbed some lunch, and we were just getting ready to check in our hotel, and all of a sudden word started coming out that they were going to cancel things, and, you know, so be it, and that's how it ended up. And I guess it would have been harder to take if maybe a week later they got back together and said, let's do this. But now after seeing, you know, in retrospect where we are, you know, whatever it is now, you know, 4 weeks later or whatever it's been since then, that, you know, it's been tough for people all around the country. So missing out on a few basketball games is kind of minor compared to what everybody's going through.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because you're right. In retrospect, we look back on it. The correct decisions were certainly made, as painful as they may have been. Coach, how tough has this last month been, you know, going through all of that? And, you know, we're going through something that, you know, most of us will hopefully never have to go through again. You know, knowing how special this season was for you guys and knowing that it could have been better, how tough has this last month been?
Well, it certainly was a weird way to end it, you know. We drive back from Columbus that day, and then, you know, we're not allowed to practice. We're not allowed to do anything. So, I mean, there's been, you know, we have a little text group, and we occasionally will get on there and talk a little bit, and we had a Zoom meeting a week or so ago with all the girls, but it's just kind of a weird way to end it. I mean, you're with these girls every single day, pretty much from October to March, and You know, you're all in doing working together, practicing together, doing everything you can to get ready for this. And then all of a sudden, one day it's all over and you don't see anybody again for a month. So it's kind of been a strange way to end. You know, usually by this time we'd start putting together plans for next year. But really, everything's just kind of on hold. So it's just been very strange.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Elyria Catholic Girls Head Coach Eric Rothgary later on tonight at 8 o'clock. We are going to replay the EC against Tuslaw matchup in the regional semifinal that took place on March 4th. Again, we will have the replay for you coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. Coach, looking back at this season as a whole, is there something about this group that really kind of stands out to you? You know, whether, you know, some of the characteristics at practice, some of the things you look back at, you kind of laugh at now, maybe some memorable moments along the way this season. What are some things that really stand out about this entire group?
Just the personalities. I mean, this group had a wide range of personalities amongst them, you know, especially those eight seniors. And, you know, they had a lot of fun at practice, but they also worked very hard. And I think their confidence in themselves and in their teammates probably really stood out to me throughout the year. I think from the first day we stepped on the floor, I don't think anybody thought we'd lose a game or, you know, amongst them, you know, maybe the coaching staff, we have a few other ideas, but the girls had a lot of confidence, and I wouldn't say cocky or anything like that, just confidence in themselves and in their teammates.
Well, let's stick with that group of seniors. You've referred to them a couple of times already. What a special group. And they certainly have left a lasting legacy on this particular program. I mean, this is a group that twice punched their ticket to the state tournament. Even if they didn't get the chance to play there this time around, still earned the right to be there. What do you think about most when you think about that group of seniors?
I just say that the work that they wanted to put in. I mean, they were very determined after we lost down there 2 years ago to get back there. And then, of course, last year we made it to the regional finals and we kind of fell apart there in the fourth quarter. And, you know, since that day, they were very determined to get back there. And they put the time in, they put the work in, and they did everything they needed to do to get down there, and it just didn't end the way we would have liked it to end.
We've discussed the potential matchup, the one that we never had, but I think we'll talk about for sure. You had an opportunity to play against Berlin Highland before the coronavirus effect really kind of held us all in check in the state semifinal. Tell me about that matchup. What really intrigued you most about that matchup?
Well, I mean, they're really good, as you know. And I think, like, for us to get down to Columbus is a big deal. And for us to have been down our program, to have been down there three times is pretty big. I'm not sure another team from Lorain County has been to Columbus three times. I think we're the only one. But that team, Berlin Highland, has been down there, I think, like 17 times or something crazy. And they've won it a number of times. So it's a very storied program. Same coach has been there for a long time. And we had a chance. We scrimmaged them early in the year, actually the first Saturday of the preseason. We went down to their place for a four-team scrimmage, so we got an early look at them. We were able to see them play a couple times during the year, so we knew what we were getting into. And they were a complete package. You know, they had a nice point guard, a couple of good shooters, a nice post who's committed to Bowling Green, and just a real solid coaching staff, too. And they do pretty much everything right. So, but we looked at it. Clearly, as a game we could win, because we were a very similar team. We might have been a little bit bigger than they were, but we were very similar teams, similar styles. So we were going to that game with some confidence, and we figured if we could knock them off, we'd be able to win the whole thing.
Yeah, what would have been a good game, I should say, no doubt about that. Coach, what's your message for your players right now? Obviously, you've got two different groups. You've got seniors who were kind of unsure about how their final year of high school might, you know, end to begin with. They're looking at that next college step, maybe a couple of your girls playing collegiate ball, and then you've got freshmen, sophomores, juniors looking to get ready for next season. And like you said, everything's kind of on hold right now. So what's your message to your players trying to get through all of this?
Well, I mean, for the seniors, it's, you know, I'm sure they were all disappointed in the way it ended, but for them, I mean, they're all going to move on and go to college. They're all, you know, great kids, all excellent students. Life will go on from here, and they'll do great things in their lives. And for the younger kids, I think that most people are going to expect that Elyria Catholic girls basketball program may take a step back next year. And for those younger kids, we'll have something to prove next year. I don't think we're going to be taking a step back. So, you know, we all have something to work forward to, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, we're all looking forward to the day where we can get back to some degree of normalcy. But, you know, with every guest that we have on, we're always kind of curious as to how they're handling all of this. You know, what are you doing with your time at home, whether that's uptime, downtime, productive time? I'm not sure if you're a Netflix guy, if you're binging on a particular show, if you've done some projects around the house. Coach, what kinds of things have you been up to since this all started?
Oddly enough, I think I was talking to Coach Hill the other day on the phone, and he and I were saying both of us have been at work more now that the season's over. But so, I mean, I'm at work every day, so I got that going on. You know, I work at Elyria Municipal Court, and we're still doing business there. It's a lot less than it's been, but we're still doing business and then trying to knock off a few things around the house, you know, things like that. But I'm not much for Netflix or anything like that. I watch a lot of news, and that gets a little depressing, so. I caught about three or four. Everybody Loves Raymond last night. Maybe a couple King of Queens and a few Andy Griffiths. So,
wow! I'll tell you what; those are three Hall of Fame selections. Well done, very well done. I mean, if you could laugh before you go to bed watching Everybody Loves Raymond or King of Queens, you can't go wrong with that. That's not a bad way of handling this, right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Good stuff. Well, Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Again, congratulations on a successful season and for winning the Girls Division III Coach of the Year as well. We certainly look forward to hearing the replay of the victory over Tuslaw a little bit later on tonight at 8 o'clock. And, Coach, again, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me. I'll be listening tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach. Again, that's Elyria Catholic Girls Head Coach Eric Roth-Gary joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And